This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Harper Audio presents Scarlet and Ivy, The Lights Under the Lake by Sophie Cleverly, read by Sarah Ovens. Chapter 1. Ivy. Scarlet and I were a team that couldn't be broken. She was my twin, my reflection in the mirror, the other side of the same coin. As long as we were together, there was nothing we couldn't face. That was what we'd promised each other. We could do anything. But this wasn't quite what I'd had in mind.
"Hold still!" yelled Ariadne. "Just one more minute!"
I looked at Scarlet in horror. By my estimation, we had less than a minute before Miss Bowler arrived and we were all in hideous trouble, and about 10 seconds before I lost my balance and plunged straight into the water. Scarlet was staring back at me, the expression frozen on her face.
"I hate you, Ariadne," she said, twisting her mouth without moving her eyes.
Ariadne had received a camera from her father as a present during the Easter holidays, and it was her new obsession. It was small, black and silver, with knobs and dials that clicked and whirred. And right at that moment, we were being subjected to it.
"It's going to look magical!"
she shouted from the other side of the pool. I was wobbling. I tried very hard not to think about the chilly water just inches from my toes, and even harder not to think about what I was wearing.